This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Looks like we have power. The computer's working. That's working. The light's working. Let's give it a go. Tim? My good friend Ryan Shepherd providing a new intro to Boomsies. We aren't getting rid of Small Town Strip Club, just switching it up. As I've stated many times, I love EDM music. Love Ryan Shepherd's music. That's one of his unreleased tracks, and he's like, hey, go to town with it. Tim, keep it going. Oh, yeah. Just puts you in a good mood. I've had it cranked the last few days. It's a banger. So thank you to Ryan Shepherd for that. Welcome to Boomsies. I mentioned, I wondered if we had power because Ontario was hit by a massive storm on Saturday. It was called a Derrico or a Derecho. I think it's a Derecho. Anyway, it's a windstorm. And I had no clue it was coming. Here's how clueless I am as a human. Saturday, sun shining, it's hot. All my kids suddenly had plans. They're like, there's birthday parties, there's pool parties. And as a father, or as a boyfriend or as a husband, you know this feeling when all of a sudden you are given a window on a weekend in which you can golf and you didn't expect it. I did not think about golfing on Saturday because I was busy with kids. Everything was taken care of. And then all of a sudden, the schedule opened up. And I'm like, is this happening? This is happening. Called my buddy Georgie. I'm like, Georgie, let's go golfing. I said, meet you at the course at 1:40. We pull into the parking lot same time. And on the way there, check the forecast. It said, oh, it looks like some rain is coming in 8 minutes. So we pull into the golf course. We're standing by our cars. And I look into the distance. I'm like, oh, that sky looks pretty dark there, but it's probably just going to be a bit of rain. As we stand chatting, people start fleeing the golf course. And they were on 17. I'm like, you aren't going to finish. Like, we're getting out of here. Storms are coming. And I'm like, well, Georgie, should we go tee off? And then we just wait this one out under a tree or something. So he's like, yeah, I don't know. More people start fleeing. Curtis, who works at the golf course, he comes flying by in a golf cart. He's like, run for cover. We're like, what are you talking about? There's just a cloud there. So George and I finally decide, okay, maybe I'm going to go do some running around. I actually said that. I'm going to do some running around. And he was going to do the same. And then we were going to check back in after the rain stopped. We pulled out of that golf course. George was right behind me. Within 30 seconds, I could not see the road. I could not see George, who was directly behind my vehicle. There was trees coming down. The wind sounded like it was from Wizard of Oz. I thought I'd made a very bad decision by getting out onto that road. It was chaos. I saw a witch fly by. I think I saw a cow. It was terrifying. The winds reached up to 130 kilometers an hour. I think there were more. I was in a wind tunnel. And then finally, I got to my destination. And then had to go pick up my one daughter who was at the movie theater because she was at a birthday party. To get down there, a 7-minute drive took 35 minutes. Every road had a street on it in my hometown of Peterborough, Ontario. Every single street had a power line down or a tree down. Saw a lot of trees on vehicles, a lot of trees on cars. It was terrifying. So there were some lives lost across Ontario. So that's just horrible. And for anyone who had property damage and other stuff happened to their vehicles, just feel for you because it just came out of nowhere. The cleanup is still happening. My own brother, Vince, probably won't have power for a week. He said all the power lines just snapped off. I was driving down a road and at the top of every power pole just snapped. And there's no emergency vehicles there blocking traffic because they're dealing with other crap. It was out of a movie. And then I get to my house here and my lawn chairs were not even moved. There was one twig on my lawn. One twig. So missed out on that, thank goodness. And for all you cleaning up, we're thinking of you. Okay, this is Boomsies episode number 20. The Rob Ducey episode. A Canadian baseball player who played for both the Blue Jays and the Expos. Played for Canada at the Olympics in 2004. He is in the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Whenever Rob Ducey would come to the plate as a Blue Jay, I'm like, that guy's Canadian. Yep, there he is, Rob Ducey. Very huge honorable mention to Luke Robitaille. Highest scoring left winger of all time. 1,467 points. 3 Stanley Cups. Hockey Hall of Fame. And I've met him. Nice guy. Lucky Luke. But Rob Ducey gets the honor. So on his resume, he'll be like, yep, Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Boomsies episode 20. Put that in his Wikipedia. I have been so in love with these Stanley Cup playoffs. Tampa Bay on their way to a third straight Stanley Cup final appearance. They are feeling it. That series against Toronto, if they lost that, no one would have said a thing. But now they're rolling. Florida, maybe don't go to the strippers the night before game four. Their coach says that didn't happen. That was the rumor. The Tampa Bay players went to an adult establishment the night before a game till 3 a.m. He's like, nah. Nah, that wasn't us. But what is a coach going to say? 100%. Those are our boys. They like to support the arts. And Tampa, yes, they're on their way to a third straight Stanley Cup final appearance. They're on their way. They won two. And for anyone that says, those don't count. Those were COVID cups. Well, someone had to win it. And those were probably more difficult because of the COVID protocols. One was in a bubble. You try when anything in a bubble. You try catch a bubble. Have you ever tried to catch a bubble? It's tough. Try win a Stanley Cup in one. So don't listen to those people that say they put an asterisk. It's an asterisk? 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 I say asterisk. I think that's incorrect. But that's how I say it. Don't put those beside those cups. They want them. Who's going to beat them now? Tell me, who's going to beat Tampa right now? I'm not. Maybe Connor McDavid. Holy shit. I have never seen NHL players openly gush about a player like they do about Connor McDavid ever. Guys that still play in the league are like, yeah, it's crazy. I asked a friend who's played against him, and I mentioned to him, I'm like, I want to get the internal dialogue from a defenseman for when Connor McDavid is coming at them. I want to know what they're thinking. He goes, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Because those defensemen must be thinking, oh man, I'm going to be in a highlight reel for the rest of this guy's career. He has a gear that no one has ever had in the NHL. And the Battle of Alberta. This is, it's a one anthem game in Canada. A one anthem game in Canada, there's nothing like it. No offense to the American anthem, but when we just sing "Oh Canada," it's pretty cool. And how the singer was in the crowd the other night, the guy singing the anthem. And Edmonton, represent. I had a friend at that game. He said it was the loudest rink he's heard all season long. So Edmonton fans, way to go. It was also a 6 p.m. local puck drop on a holiday Sunday in Edmonton. And the crowd shots from that game, I'm like, they're f***ing. Everyone. People are just like, whoa, I love life. Whoa. Kids are f***ing doing shots of Jager. Hey, you do you. It was because a 6 p.m. loco puck drop on a holiday Sunday. So you've got prime party time before game. And then I've been in your shoes. You're at that game and you're like, oh man, we're going to be out of here by 8:30. Not like 10:30 or 11. We still got another round. It's not going to, we got round one before the game, round two at the game, round three after the game. Usually you don't have that much time. That's too much time. But way to go. Mike Smith. Oh, man, this guy's like Billy Smith reincarnated. I want an ISO cam on Mike Smith at all times and Connor McDavid. I know the NHL tried to do that at one point. The picture in picture were like someone's on the ice. Maybe it was Wayne Gretzky. I don't know. I want that on Connor McDavid. I want that on Mike Smith. What happened to picture in picture? That was supposed to be the next big thing. And I know producer Tim, who helps produce this podcast, is probably thinking, I still use picture in picture. It's actually a big thing in the Twitch community. So Tim, no one uses it. But if we could use that again, get it on those two people. Mike Smith, Connor McDavid, I will watch that. Or a separate feed, but then I need another TV. Someone at the NHL, figure that out. Speaking of the playoffs, our guest this week is a former coworker of mine. She's now star on Fubo TV. She was ringside for TNT during the Leaf series. Then she got COVID. She got the vid. Way to go, COVID. You really screwed up. She is my friend, and she will now be your friend. It's like osmosis. Friend by osmosis? Osmos. Man, they make a good shawarma. I digress. Julie Stewart Binks. Banksy, what's up?
Were you practicing your intro, or was, is that the
No, that was the intro.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so I thought you were like, I'm just going to go over this. My friend, Julie Stewart Binks. Dan.
This is live. My friend, this is live.
My friend, Dan O'Toole. So good to see you. I'm thrilled and honored to be on Boomsies. I've been wanting to come on forever. I didn't want to PR push myself to try to get on. But I know last week we had a bit of a mishap with my COVID situation. But
yeah, so you were doing ringside, Leafs and Bolts, and you have been the safest person during the COVID process. I've seen pictures of you on flights and you're in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, some would call it a lot of anxiety. Yes.
So you get the call up. You're doing ringside. And then you got COVID.
Honestly, Dan, it was like, it's out of a movie. I mean, it's like, I know I've done a lot of bad things in my life, but I didn't think the karma was going to come right then. Just to get your dream job, to be working it. Like, it was, I try not to tie happiness to work. That's like a new, obviously, pandemic thing. Tie happiness to other things. But I tied my happiness to this. I was like, this is amazing. And then did games 3 and 4, felt like I belong here. This is my thing. I want to keep doing this. Obviously, I get to cover my hometown team, which of course I then had to be super unbiased about, which actually made it easier to cover them, of course, because we know what happened. But then I knew I had COVID when it was the day of game 5, I'd gone to morning skate. By the way, I was the only one wearing a mask all the time ever, no matter what. So a lot of people have me to thank that I didn't like get them also infected. And I was like walking and I'm like, man, you know what? Maybe I could just watch, because ESPN had game 5. I'm like, maybe I could just watch game 5 from my hotel room and not go. And then I was like, you have COVID. Because who in their right mind would say that? Like, you get an opportunity to go to playoff game in your hometown. So I took my test because I had to then I was supposed to go to Tampa the next day. And it was like, you know how you have to wait 20 or 10, 15 minutes, whatever. It was like instant positive. So I was pretty bummed. I say that was a real low, low, low. Cried my eyes out. Also felt like I had strep throat. And then I just cried and I watched my job happen from isolation. And I was like,
and then you saw your Leafs. I know you're unbiased when you're reporting, but then you watched the Leafs.
And I wasn't reporting. Yeah. Then I was full on not reporting. And I remember being like, oh my God, I wish I was covering game 7, because it would have made it so much easier to deal with that loss. Like, I heard you guys with Nabil last week, and Tim, I think like you said, like you're numb inside, like you're just kind of like, that happened, like it sucks and it happened, and you almost like can't process the emotions. And so I remember when it went, you know, whatever, the game like horn blows ends, and I just like just started crying. I was just like sobbing, just because I was like, I just feel bad for a lot of people. Like
I feel the same.
Put so much into this. Like I'm an empath, and like I just feel bad, and I also feel bad for the players. Like, just because they deal with like so much.
They're making money. They're fine.
I don't know, but Jack Campbell. I felt bad for Jack Campbell because he's such.
Oh, I know that guy.
That
guy takes everything personally.
Yes, he's an empath too. Yes, so.
Wait, this is a new word to me. So I always say I have too much empathy. So would I be an empath?
Yeah. So you take on other people's emotions.
Yes. So here's like, here's what I cry at. So if I'm watching like a jersey retirement, I'm crying because I'm thinking about how that guy's feeling, or in a commercial or a movie, I'm thinking how they're feeling. It's never about me personally. It's about how others are feeling. So I'm an empath.
You are an empath. It's a huge burden to carry. It's actually good for this industry because you can kind of understand people's vantage point a bit more. But man, it is really hard to take. Like, having your own emotions is a lot. Now having other people's emotions, like I feel bad. I just feel like it's like if someone's in a retirement home or like they're having a hard time, I'm like, oh, I feel it.
Oh, I know.
And it's a lot. It's a lot of feelings. So yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster a couple weeks. I think I have a little PTSD over it, to be honest, because like I was trying so hard to test negative to get out. Meanwhile, like, listen,
wait.
I'm in.
How do you try hard to test negative? Like,
yes. Yeah, it's like taking a big dump. No, it's like you have to, I pump myself full of as much vitamin C as possible. Every like Mucinex, Tylenol, sinus, cold, whatever, go to bed early. I actually wrote it down. I said, I will test negative tomorrow. I was like, I manifest this.
And did it work?
Yep, I tested negative. And there's no reason. It was like day six. And so as soon as I tested negative, I called Warner. I was like, I'm out. And they said, actually, we might want you to stay in there for 10 days. And I was like, I'm already out. Like, the law allows me to leave. I'm on a plane now back. But yeah, no, it was pretty tough. But I'm like, you know, we practice gratitude in this world now these days. I'm very gracious for getting two opportunities on TNT. The rest of it sucks.
But. Are we going to see you in the playoffs now again?
No, but like in a different role. I'm doing a show with the NHL called The Third Period Show, which will be conference final. So it's like a watch along, kind of like Manning Cast-ish. Mm-hmm. That will start for conference final. And then Stanley Cup final, I'll be going with the NHL. Jackie Redmond and I are hosting like Stanley Cup Live.
Oh, so, that's awesome, Banksy. Congrats.
I'm pretty pumped about it. Yes, thank you. So don't know where we'll be going, but probably Tampa will be one of the cities.
They're a juggernaut. And I was talking with a buddy last night who still plays in the league. And I mentioned earlier on this very show that had the Bolts lost to the Leafs, no one would have said a thing. They're like, hey, yeah, they got two cups, whatever. Yeah. Now that Tampa has moved on past the second round, and after they move past the Leafs, they're thinking dynasty. Because that first round, it was they could have done anything. It wouldn't have mattered. But now that they've won, they're thinking dynasty.
Yeah, I totally agree. The switch just flipped completely. I remember talking with John Cooper when we had the like meetings, the broadcaster meetings, and it was like he was like, game four. He was like, if we don't win this tonight, we're done. Like he was like leveling with us. He's like, I say whatever I want to the media and the whatever press conferences, but he's like, I don't, you know, the Leafs are good. And that's what like Stamkos had said in that press conference after game seven. Like they have all the pieces, but we also have all the pieces. So that's like what it's crazy. It's just like, I mean, that series was so up and down though. Like how many goals were scored each game. It was just like, it wasn't like what we've seen with like New York and Carolina and some of these then are so tight battles. But man, Florida just absolutely embarrassed. Also, Dan, I have to get your thoughts on the strip club situation. And also, I don't think you're a big strip club guy, Jay.
No, I'm not actually.
He told me, he said, Dan's not a strip club guy.
That's right. I have too much empathy for the workers. First off, okay. So a few things That's there. True. Tampa, I talked about this last week with Nabil. And the Tampa players were saying, man, this was the hardest series we ever played against the Leafs. And now after they just swept the Panthers, they weren't they were bang on. They were speaking the truth. As for the strip club, I don't know. Have we got full confirmation that the Panthers
They were like, we have a great, like this radio station was like, we have an amazing source. Like it's
I saw that same source clip.
That works at the strip club, probably.
Hmm.
Whether it's a bouncer or a dancer or someone. So those are usually pretty decent sources.
But at the same time, playing guilty, if you ask any NHL player, they usually have their best games ever when they play guilty. And what is their coach going to say? Yep, you got them. They were there. Of course he's going to deny it.
They were at the Rippers last night. But I talked to John Cooper just this morning, actually, and he said, he was like, if we didn't get it done last night, he's like, I felt they were going to come back, get some energy. I'm like, well, yeah, if you get every goal called off, then sure. Like, then you that's a great help. But I don't think they had any shot.
You know, it's a weird thing that whenever Tampa does anything in the playoffs, I am reminded that there is no Tampa Bay. It's just Tampa.
I know.
It's so strange.
I that up so much. I'm like,
that's like saying Toronto City Leafs.
Yes.
Because Tampa Lightning just sounds weird, so they just put the Bay on there.
Tampa Bay. But it's like there is a bay there, kind of.
There is,
like,
yeah.
There's like some water. Mm-hmm. It's just like not an actual place. I think that's... Yes. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't Googled it yet, but I never know. I'd be like, Tampa Bay. Like, I don't know how to put this in a sentence.
It's just Tampa. Banksy, before we let you go, a couple of housekeeping items.
COVID. That's it. You're like, we got to wrap this bad boy up.
We like to keep the podcast on right around 50 minutes. You got it.
Yeah. I hear you.
So how's the COVID now? Do you have any long-term symptoms?
Yes. No, I have. I felt like absolute dog yesterday. I was like,
did you lose taste and smell and everything?
Nope. No, okay. Oh, no. I did not. I ate a ton of cupcakes in isolation, so I knew I was good to go. And I've been pretty good, but I actually had like a low-grade fever last night, and then I just took a test right before this, and I was negative, like soup's negative. So I was like, okay. But yeah, you feel like it feels – okay, so imagine you're lying on your couch, and it's like I have to just go get like water out of the fridge, and you're like, oh my God, that feels like the hardest thing I could possibly do. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
Especially when you have the chills and you're like, if I leave this bed, I'll never be warm again.
Yeah.
That's
a really bad feeling in the morning too. But other than that, like I honestly just like, I willed myself to get back to okay. And then like, cause you know, FOMO where you're like, I can't, what, I'm sick? I'm missing all this? No, like I have to go.
Yes, you're the queen of
stuff again. Yeah, you know me. Yeah.
So much so.
Yeah, my boyfriend's like, can you just stop? Like,
so much so when we lived and worked together in LA, I would like send it as a joke. I'm like, oh, this is the greatest party ever you're missing out on. You're like, I hate you. I hate you.
I'm like, I gotta get to that right now.
Speaking of which, so you live in New York now, you also lived in LA. Compare the two cities and which one would you pick over the other?
Honestly, I love New York City. I just feel like it's more my pace. I like a city. I like the fast pace. I like the grind. Although before pandemic, it was more my style, like 4 a.m. karaoke. I would have been dead by now if that kept going. That's a lot of fun. But, you know, you miss the weather and stuff. But the people here are better. People here are just more like down to earth, real. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter like how many followers you have, or someone had like a joke the other day, or not a joke, but it was just like both New York and LA have vegans. Just like New Yorkers are not annoying about it. Right. That's like the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. You don't miss our bike rides on the beach.
Yeah. That was going to say, I mean, we had a pretty good, like I complained about living on the beach because I thought I felt retired when I was 30. I was like, Julie, you idiot, you had it made. Like, why did you wanted to go live in a city where like homeless people are just like chasing you down the street with their out? Like, that's just that happened to me. So like, but that's a regular day in New York, so it keeps it fresh.
Yeah, I once saw a man so where I lived in Marina Del Rey, I overlooked a street and a Starbucks. And I once saw a man dressed as Jesus with a sheep walking down the street one day. And I'm like, is this the end of the world? What the f*** is going on? Yes. And the other thing I realized.
Cities are wild.
The one thing I found strange about LA. So I would go to the gym, which was also across the street. And it was like every 30-something age woman went to the same doctor because they all looked like sisters. They all had the exact same work done. And I found it very odd. It felt like I was in like a sci-fi movie where they just kept making the same person over and over again. And that's what I found in LA specifically. And I haven't seen that anywhere else. So yeah, that was a very LA thing.
And on that LA, on that topic, I went to an ENT doctor once there, like for a throat infection I had. And they were like, okay, you have a little throat infection. But also we noticed like the same time we can just shave that bump off your nose. I was like, what the f-? I was like, I'm like, wow. Oh, like an ENT doctor is also a plastic surgeon in LA. Like, okay. I was like, no, do not. Please do not reconstruct my face right now at this doctor's appointment. So yeah, it's definitely a definitely a different vibe, but you know, we had our fun there. I mean, as Tim knows, I took on LA. I was the most LA person ever, which is like the worst thing you could say to someone possible. Now, at the time, I thought it was cool. I was like, yeah, I'm with all these celebrities, and I realized how much of a douchebag I actually was. So it's all about perspective now.
You were
I've
never
grown
a
up.
Douchebag. We've all grown up, Binksy. That was a chapter in our lives that we've taken great experiences from. We've taken bad experiences from, and we've only grown.
I know. Well, we got to get the band back together at some point. Miss you guys.
Yes. Next time you're in Canada, when all these restrictions are finally lifted and we can just go and see you without having to like quarantine
or
anything.
2030. Yeah.
2030. I'll be 54.
And you'll still look the exact same.
Thanks, Binksy. So will
you. Yeah, yeah.
Don't be going back to those doctors in LA. Don't go back to that doctor because I already know the book he has, and he's going to make you look like all those other women. So don't do that.
I know. Trust me. I would look like Michael Jackson after that. But by the way, congratulations on all your success. And I know you get a lot of flack for this because you tweet about it, but I love your Bette Rivers commercials. Every time they come on, I run around my apartment. I'm so excited because we get them, you know, not as much. And I get so excited. I'm like, oh my God, there's Dan.
I got a text from Peter Schrager, our good friend at the NFL Network. And he said, Dan, I see you on my TV more than anyone right now in New York. So I'm like, this is amazing.
It's amazing. It's awesome. I'm pumped for you.
So make sure you download that Bet Rivers app and go bet on some sports.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, is that an Emmy behind you?
No, it's a telly. It's like a, you know, Bush League version of an award. Everyone wins one if you apply.
Oh, I've never won an award.
You should apply. Apply to telly.
I'll get Tim on that. Tim? Anyway, Tim doesn't answer when I call. Binksy, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I miss you and congratulations on everything. And we'll catch up off of Riverside sometime.
No one knows what Riverside is.
Oh, are we on still?
Yes.
We're not doing a practice outro? Okay.
Okay, now hit record, Tim. Let's get started. Binksy. Nice work. So watch her on TNT. I don't know where to watch any of those shows. Maybe on the TNT internet. TNT website. TNT doesn't have their own internet. Completely off topic. But I was texting some friends about this yesterday. I am currently rewatching Arrested Development and The End of Ozark, both starring Jason Bateman. Give that man an Oscar. Two things. Arrested Development, one of the greatest comedies or sitcoms in TV history, and it still holds up. It is a brilliant show. I laugh out loud quite frequently. And Ozark, again, I get some lighting in there. I know it's shot dark. It's shot beautifully. Just want one sunny day. Just want one. And the stress that family goes through. If I've got to go to a dentist appointment, I'm stressed out because I'm like, oh, geez, I got to get everything done. I got to get the kids from school. They're dealing with a Mexican drug cartel and dentist appointments. Dentist appointments, big part of Ozark. They've cut down on the washing of dishes. I haven't seen them wash dishes in quite a while. I'm getting near the end, too. Don't tell me how it ends. Time for Bumsies Newsies. We go through the news. Tell you what's up. Tampa Bay Lightning sweep the Panthers. We knew that. Were the Panthers and the strippers? We don't know. Rapper J. Cole signs with Scarborough basketball team. J. Cole sings a great ditty. I can't call it a ditty unless it's a country song. He sings the song, She Knows, She Knows, She Knows. Look it up. The Grammy winner last played basketball in 2021 in the Africa League. So he signed with the Scarborough Shooting Stars of the Canadian Elite Basketball League. Non-sports related news. Hip-hop makes cheese taste better. Researchers found that music had an impact on strength of smell, taste, and flavor of the cheese. Researchers noted a big difference in taste to the cheese that was exposed to hip-hop. They played it Led Zeppelin, Mozart, Virgil's, Yellow's Mono, I don't know that. A Tribe Called Quest, that's the hip-hop music. So if you're having a dinner party, break out the hip-hop. Break out the Jay-Z, the jizz. Wisconsin man celebrates 50 years of Big Macs a day. I love this man. He eats 2 Big Macs a day. 50 years of eating Big Macs. He says he's going to continue eating Big Macs with a Coke on the side until the day he dies, which is probably pretty soon. He says, here, I don't know a Wisconsin accent. Hey, you want some cheese? They make cheese there. I don't know if they just talk about cheese constantly. A lot of times people will say, you look like I'm eating a Big Mac for the first time, Gorski said. I guess that's how I feel sometimes. They're that good to me, and there's really nothing else I'd rather eat. Gorski, I'm on your side, buddy. Recently, maybe a year or two ago, they revamped the Big Mac. And they crushed it. The Big Mac is one of the few burgers, when you order it, it looks like the picture. It tastes like the picture. It's nice and messy. The Big Mac is a freaking great burger. Gorski, I'm on your side. 2 Big Macs a day, though. 1 Big Mac now costs like $5, so you're spending $10 on them with your Coke. He's spending $20 a day on that Big Mac and Coke. Remember when a combo used to be $3.99? Now a combo is $10. Yikes. And that's all for Boomsies Newsies. I already covered most of it. Okay. Oh, I was supposed to... What did Tim say here? I'm supposed to really... Supposed to really tell you earnestly, like, subscribe to our YouTube channel, to wherever you listen to podcasts. Tim said I haven't been saying it very heartfelt in the past. So now, from my heart, help us out. Subscribe, like, comment. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I think that was better. My Adobe Flash player, remind me later. I don't need my Adobe updated right now. Whatever the Adobe is. I don't know what uses it. I don't know if it's a scam. But Adobe, remind me later. Let's find our email, man-made for boomsies. Man-made underwear, the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear. I've got their socks on. I've got their undies on. I'm man-made for the day. Ah, that's a new slogan for them. Here's your commercial. Guy's getting ready for work. He's getting out of bed. And he's like, ugh, dragging himself around. Then he, you had the sound of underwear elastics tightening, and then you show him pulling up his socks, and then all of a sudden he's a new man. He's staring at the day, and they're like, yeah, now you're man-made for the day. Manmadebrand.com. Get your man-made on. One of these emails, the winner will get a pair of man-made underwear. Hey, Dan. Been listening since day one and a big fan. I always had a laugh on each episode, and my coworkers give me the weird looks that I'm laughing at. LOL. You know, I've never written LOL. I refuse. Nice to see you back on the TV with Bet Rivers, and glad you made the podcast because it's great. Keep up the great work. Darren from Calgary. Go Flames, go. Hey, Toolsy. Whenever I see your commercials, I'm comforted to know that your junk is resting comfortably in man-made underwear. Man-made underwear. You look comfortable on TV because we hold your junk. Hey, man-made, yes. That's Big Dog Rob. Can we send Big Dog Rob a pair of underwear? He emails us every week. So Big Dog Rob is going to get some man-made underwear. Thanks for all your comments on our Bet Rivers commercials. They are airing on both sides of the border. They're getting a lot of play. Aaron Paul, you're out of here. Bet Rivers is in. We aren't in some computer simulated game. We're living real life. I forget the names of the characters in the commercial. Meet Claire. Meet Claire. Yeah, Claire. Meet Gary. That was another one. Okay. I agree entirely. I cheer for good competition. It's a strange way to start an email, Tina. I know it's corny and perhaps cringeworthy as all my TV time in sports, but I cheer for players. I like goals, big hits, and fair play. Come on, fair play. Don't you do that. Fair play it is. Shailene Flanagan stated in a podcast earlier this year that sports make us better, and being part of the sporting family adds a support network unlike any other. Athletes all have coaches who address mental preparation just as much as physical. Perhaps more employers need to be like coaches and address the mental well-being of employees. Talk soon. Looking forward to next week's episode. Tina was referring to a previous podcast where I said I don't really cheer for a specific team. And yes, employers need to be like coaches and address the mental well-being of employees instead of coming up with hashtags about helping people with mental health. Hey, Dan. According to BaseRush.com, you weren't feeling high, you were feeling powerful. This is in relation to when I went to dinner with some friends. The base was so high at a restaurant, I felt high. Science has just confirmed what anyone who has ever raged at a Skrillex show has always known in their hearts. Bass music makes you feel powerful. Okay. I can see that. I did feel like a very powerful human. Longtime fan, was lucky to have seen you at your show in Calgary with my fiance. We still talk about it to this day as being one of our favorite date nights out. Take care, Mark. Mark, you need to get out more. Correction, episode number 19. Hi, Dan. Tim from Cayman here again. I assume there was something wrong with the podcast audio feed on your last episode. Clearly, it was hacked and someone dubbed in that there was no honorable mention for number 19. Can't argue with Stevie Y, but no reference to Paul Henderson? Perhaps the most iconic hockey image in Canadian history has Henderson and his number 19 scoring the series-winning goal against the country that has no name? Apart from that, great podcast, Tim. Hey, Dan, glad to see Boomsy still going strong. Glad to see you still going strong. That's why I'm writing. I'm 46 and keep myself in pretty good shape. On your ads for Bet Rivers, I can't help but notice that you're looking in good nick yourself. Huh. Let's let that sit there. I'm wondering, what do you do to keep in shape? Have you ever thought of doing a segment where you talk about your team of personal trainers, dietitians, and chefs working behind the scene to keep things running smoothly in that paunch out of sight? Or perhaps you're like me, jogging early, putting in the miles, smashing some chin-ups and dips in your basement just out of camera shot. Either way, you clearly subscribe to Use It or Lose It, and I just want to say the changes you've made in your life are an inspiration and you look healthier than you have in years. Maybe it's the man-made underwear. Oh, man-made getting so much love. Thank you for the comments. Here's how I stay in shape. I don't get home from work at 2 a.m. and eat a full meal every night. I don't get home at 2 a.m. and have to wake up and take kids to school. So I'm not chasing sleep. I'm not living a zombie life, which I did for 20 years when I worked at a previous workplace. And I got home at 2 a.m. every single night. And not eating that full plate of meal. I'm not drinking a bathtub full of red wine anymore. I go to the gym a couple times a week. Nothing crazy because you know what? I'm 46. And not that I would get into like super good shape, but I find guys my age, when they're in really good shape, it's kind of, it looks weird. Like you're like, what are you doing there, bud? Yeah. So I don't want to be like that. I just try to stay in shape. I eat a full king-size chocolate bar every single day, sometimes two. I eat ice cream. I drink coffee. I drink 2 liters of water a day since January 1st. What else do I do? I have a great metabolism, too. I was born with a good metabolism. But again, not drinking your weight in red wine probably helps, and getting proper amount of sleep and not eating late night meals and working for a company that checks in on your mental health. That's great. I had a previous job at a place where I never talked to the boss in over a year and a half, which is a great thing, but also kind of weird. I forget where that was. I don't know where that was. This email, the subject heading is "Way to bury the lead." Producer Tim spoke on air. The world is good. Producer Tim spoke on last week's episode, episode number 19, the Paul Henderson episode. Hey, Dan, I'm a big fan and so happy that you're back on the air and living your best life. Listening to the Stevie Y episode, and I know all about that full moon funk. I woke up at 3 a.m. that day and could not get back to sleep. I get up at 6 normally. I work at a school, and I would say 50% of the students were completely exhausted that day. Full moons have a way of messaging. Oh, sorry. Full moons have a way of messing with people for sure. I'm like, I didn't get a text from the moon. The moon. Hey, you up? I'm like, yeah, you woke me up, you I am up. You know the answer. As for picking a team, you don't have to. I get it. That being said, go Flames, go. Looking forward to the next episode. Shauna. There you go. So, mention how I have bad sleep because of the moon. The moon effed up everyone's sleep. Hey, Tools, I just wanted to know I'm recently diagnosed with OCD and it's been a struggle lately, but your weekly dose of positivity has given me a lot of strength to speak out about and open up to the people around me. The past week has been particularly bad, but I'm on the mend. Anyways, I'm driving to work this morning and I'm thinking, don't be texting, sending an email while driving. Anyways, I'm driving to work this morning and I'm thinking, damn, I bet Mercury's in retrograde. And I kid you not, I turn on the podcast 2 minutes later and you mention it. Coincidence? I think not. Plus, my wife calls it Mercury in Gatorade, which gives me a chuckle. Yeah, the old Mercury's back in the Gatorade. Hey, gotta beat that addiction. Mercury. Best Gatorade flavor? The red one. Then you go orange. And then the greenish lime flavor. All the other ones, go f*** yourself. Gatorade, I think it's made in Peterborough. It is a Quaker Oats product. My wife calls it Mercury and Gatorade, which gives me a chuckle, and hopefully it does you too. I deserve them underwear because I work in construction, and my current up is not equipped for what happens down there. Anyways, peace and love. Zach from Saskatchewan. Okay, I'll set that one aside. I don't know if you can specifically ask for the man-mades. I already said Big Dog Rob is going to get them. Maybe we can send them Big Dog Rob next week. Hey, Toolsy and gang. Just wanted to share my recent experience in Orono's Jungle Cat World the other day. We've talked about this ad nauseum. It's a cat world that is at the side of the highway. It's 2 minutes from my house. I go to the ski hill in the winter and I see jungle cats. I wanted to share my recent experience at Orono's Jungle Cat World the other day. I'm not sure if it was the Mercury in retrograde or not, but the animals were not in a great mood. My daughter was chased by a llama. I thought you would like to know that they have a room you can book to sleep the night over there. It looks sketchy as all hell, but hey, it'll be fun. Love the show. Keep it up. Jordan from Curtis. If you're from this area, it is not spelled Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. It is spelled C-O-U-R-T-I-S, which should be Cortis. But it's Curtis. Cortis. Oh, I like the name. Where are you from? Cortis. Instead, it's Curtis. Cortis. Sounds like he's from Game of Thrones. Ah, oh, Cortis, the winter is coming. Was that what they always said in that? Winter is coming. Yeah, I know the seasons, you idiot. Hey, that's a long one. I don't know what we're doing for time here. I'll just try to squeeze these in. Hey, Dan and team, love listening to this podcast and love that I can listen to it with my young kids around. I wanted to let you know that not all your listeners and dads are dads or even men. I'm a stay-at-home mom now. I've loved your various shows since I was in junior high, and you and Jay did sports every night. I started watching because the guy I liked was obsessed with sports, and while I moved on from him, I've been hooked on sports ever since. Thanks for being a part of that. Anyway, if us ladies have to keep skipping through an episode about washing your testicles and various liquids, will there also be an episode dedicated to vaginas? Maybe your main audience could learn a few things. Just kidding. Thanks for keeping a PG so I can listen with my preschoolers. Keep it up. Kristen from Saskatchewan. Don't know about that episode on vaginas. We'll look into it. Hi, Dan. You're a smart guy. No, I'm not. I mentioned how I almost teed off when a storm hit 2 minutes later. I am a really dumb person. Hi, Dan. You're a smart guy, and you know smart people. No, you have not met my friends. Maybe you can help me. Do you know if you plug an old phone into a landline jack, could you phone 911? This is what Google's for. I don't want to get in trouble calling 911 to try it, but I feel like it should work without landline service. I know it works on a cell phone. I'd like to have an emergency house phone, but don't want to pay the ding dong company for service. I asked a fireman once. He didn't know. This is the greatest email I've ever read. This is from Katie. I asked a fireman once. He didn't know. This is a quick Google search, but you know what? Sometimes with Google, you want to hear the answer from someone else. You don't want to hear from Google. You want to have a conversation with a person, and this is what Katie wanted, a conversation with a person. So, Katie, you got it. I don't know your answer. I think if you had a plug-in phone, 911 will work. And if you called them and said, hey, I'm just testing my phone, they won't give you final email, then we're out of here. Dan, long time no speak. Africa was awesome. What the f***? Oh, this is from Jamie, our buddy. Got behind with my work, but worst of all, behind on the boomsies back. Behind on boomsies. I'm back. Listen, I heard you talk about the ankle socks. This realtor rocks the shorts, golf shirt, and UFOs. I so enjoy sitting down and pulling my ankle socks back up every few hours. Not so today, this guy looked into my sock drawer and said, Puma, you're done. Ankle socks on order. He's speaking about Manmade. Manmadebrand.com makes great underwear and also the best ankle socks. I'm wearing them right now. You're a helper, Dan. Anything that can make my feet more comfortable carrying around this hot mess of a big old ugly carcass. Thanks. Jamie, be easier on yourself. Don't say those things about yourself. Then you'll start thinking them or believing them. Manmade, put some pride in your stride. Manmade, put some pride in your stride, Jamie. Okay. We run the gamut of everything. It sounds like I'm getting stuffed up here. Maybe the storm is getting to me. For those affected by the storm, I'm thinking of you. Hopefully you have your power back on. Because as I said, my brother, no power for a week. In the meantime, hug someone. Be nice to someone. It doesn't cost a penny. And also, COVID's still out there. Don't get it. It can ruin your broadcast dreams like it did to Binksy. See you next week.
Welcome to Boomsies with Dan O'Toozy. Live from Orno in the heart of Ontario. Oh, baby, Boomsies.